What is the very first documented case of synesthesia ever recorded? I'm Sean Day, professor of English and Anthropology at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm also a synesthete and a world-renowned researcher of synesthesia. The very first medical case write-up of synesthesia is a very curious and unusual one indeed, in part because the report on synesthesia was just a passing note in a volume on a totally different topic, albinism. In the year 1812, Georg Tobias Ludwig Sachs presented and defended his dissertation on the topic of albinism at the University of Erlangen in Germany. The title of the dissertation, translated into English, is Natural History of Two Albinos, the Author and His Sister. Sachs, an albino, was born in 1786 in St. Ruprecht, Austria. He was the oldest of five children. The youngest, one of Sachs' three sisters, was also an albino. His other siblings and his parents didn't have albinism. Sachs studied in Germany, in Tübingen, Altdorf, and Erlangen. Sachs' doctoral dissertation on albinism is apparently the first ever to be written by an albino. In 1812, Sachs became one of the 32 members of the Physical Medicine Society at the University of Erlangen. He started in this position by giving lectures about pathology, physiology, and physical anthropology. In later semesters, he also taught the application of mathematics in medical sciences and gave lectures about astronomy. Along with this, he also worked as a doctor. 2 years after the publication of his dissertation, Sachs died of brain fever in 1814, just shortly after his 28th birthday. Out of the 118 pages altogether of his dissertation, only 3.5 pages deal with synesthesia. Discussing eyes, vision, and his albino sisters and his own color preferences, suddenly, Sachs sticks in a few pages worth about his synesthesia. His sister apparently didn't have synesthesia. The section ends just as abruptly as it starts. You could cut the whole synesthesia part, and it wouldn't even be noticed in the flow of the chapter. So, what kind of synesthesia did Sachs have? Well, he had colored letters and numbers. Somewhat interestingly, though, he only had colors for about half of the letters of the alphabet. All of the numerals, though, 1 through 9 and 0, were colored, although Sachs couldn't describe the color for the number 2. The colors for letters extended over to also having colors for the notes of the musical scale. That is, for example, the musical note A would have the same color as the letter A. Days of the week were also colored for Sachs. Also, the timbres of some musical instruments produced synesthetic colors. We can note here that Sachs' synesthesia didn't have anything to do with his albinism, nor his albinism with his synesthesia. He just happened to be an albino who also had synesthesia. But because he was trying to be thorough in writing about the mental states and visual perceptions of albinos, such as himself, we just happened, by chance, to also get the first account of a rare and unusual perceptual condition. If you have questions about synesthesia, please send them to me, Sean Day, by email to sean.day@trident.edu. I'm Sean Day, synesthete professor and researcher at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina.